seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners. I'm your host, Mehdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and he was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Now we find that Imam Musa al-Kazim's life, in all of its various dimensions, is distinguished in a few things. First of all, he is distinguished in the firmness and the strength for which he stood up for when it came to the right, to truth, to haq. We also find his steadfastness in front of all kinds of events, trials and tribulations, good or bad. And we also see Imam Musa al-Kazim's luminous behavior, his actions, his morals, and his ethics, of which no deviation or crookedness has ever been reported. And finally, the life of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam is marked by balance. It is in harmony with that of the life of the Prophet Muhammad. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام ليس من دواء إلا وهو يهيج داء، وليس شيء في البدن أنفع من إمساك اليد إلا عما يحتاج إليه.
Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam stated, there is no medicine except that it exacerbates another ailment, and there is nothing more beneficial to the body than self-restraint from all except that which the body needs.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's a blessing to have you with us on the program. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. In the beautiful dialogues and conversations of this divinely appointed Imam, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam, we find that Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam talked to his companions about this concept of following the lowly desires of the self. And so Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, he spoke about this idea that one should not follow the low desires of the self. For surely this self will lead you astray. It will lead you towards extravagance in all kinds of different aspects. To retain control, to stay under control, and to be in control is one of the key aspects and characteristics of a believer. And so we find that Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam spoke to his companions in this dialogue and he said, guard against the easy ascent when its slope is rugged,
For surely, my father has said, do not leave the soul alone with its low desires, for its low desires destroys the soul. Leaving the soul alone with what it desires will harm it, and preventing the soul from what it desires will cure it. It's so interesting. So we have two conversations. One is the conversation of Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam with his companion, and the other is the conversation of Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam with his esteemed father, His Eminence Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam. And so here in these two conversations, we understand that we should never leave the soul alone, meaning leave ourselves free, wild, without any control, because what happens is that the low desires, they will begin to try to take control. And these low desires, as Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, will destroy the self, it will destroy the soul. So for example, greed or jealousy, pride and arrogance, all these kind of low desires that an individual has, these animalistic desires, if you say, they will surely destroy the soul. And if you leave the soul alone, then the things that are these low desires will harm the soul, it will damage the soul. It's just like addiction. When you become addicted to something, as well, addicted has a negative connotation to it because you get addicted to things that are bad. When you get addicted to things that are bad, they destroy your life, they destroy your soul. And on the other hand, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, he says that to prevent the soul from these low desires cures it, purifies it, cleanses it, strengthens it. It makes the soul more powerful. The beautiful words of advice in this dialogue of Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the program Dialogue. I'm Attar, the producer of this program, and at this moment, I invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Abbas Mirza about Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
For about 20 years, the seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam, was in the service of Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam. Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam's mother, who was a Moroccan origin, was also a very renowned and pious personality who have definitely contributed in the purity of the sixth Imam as well. When we look at the period, the political period, at that time, we find that Imam have attended or Imam faced about six tyrannical khulafa. Sajjah, who was known to be the most furious, the blood-sucking Khalifa of that time, because the period is where we are seeing the downfall of the Umayyads and the coming to power of the Abbasids. So it's a time where there is a lot of turmoil. Everyone who is about to lose the power want to be extremely furious, extremely, you know, bloodthirsty, with the want to rule with the iron fist so that they could save the power. And the tyrants and the oppressors and the khulafa who wants to come to power once again, responding or trying to come to power with the iron fist as well. So it was Sajjah, and then after that it was Mansur al-Dawaniqi, who was also a very cruel, cunning figure in the Islamic history, who have even brought Imam from Medina to Baghdad. And as soon as Imam was summoned, basically forced to come, and there is that very famous dua of Imam Kazim alayhi salam that we have in Mafati and also in other dua books, which reflects that unique understanding of the Imam in regards to Tawheed, in regards to Tawheedi principles. That dua is fascinating and amazing. Highly recommend to be recited on the 25th of Rajab.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.